Saved by Zero, to me, means that
we loaded ourselves up as consumers so much that we're trapped. Under pressure, you may make the wrong decision as what is your greatest priority. And when the house is on fire, what do you take first? Some people, you know, it's either they forget the children and take the jewelry.
Maybe someday.
Reach the Beach came to us when we got back from America after doing a short tour to support Shuttered Room. I think the record company were a bit unprepared for what happened with Shuttered Room. They'd only sort of pressed 3,000 copies and stuff. So we found ourselves playing to people who couldn't buy the record. It made us determined to reach out to a goal that before we hadn't even thought about. You know, we never thought we'd ever go to America and achieve anything.
This is Adam Wood.
And I'm Cy Kernan of The Fix. And you're in the studio for Reach the Beach and Shuttered Room.
By definition, contemporary music is conceived and therefore influenced by the times and the condition of the world it finds itself in. It's safe to say that the transition from the end of the 70s decade into the dawn of the 80s was marked in most things by the inexorable forces of change being met head-on by the enormous resistance of intransigence and intractability, like two tectonic plates trying to occupy the same space. And as so often is the case, possibly the most striking manifestation of this geopolitical fault line between the past and the future was reflected in the world of early 80s music. The loud, snotty, but brief punk rock purge had successfully shaken the rock Brahmins out of their bloated complacency by the dawn of the 80s. But drummer Adam Woods and singer Cy Kernan of The Fix point out that the punks didn't tell rock where to go next.
Just generally, music just seems stodgy and everyone seems so old. And I don't mean that in terms of years. It was just their approach to it. Yeah, nobody was really opening new doors. They were just trying to get... Technique was more important than content. I think that was really quite apparent.
The backstage party of Woodstock turned into a sort of bit of a... You know, it was getting really mushy by then. You know, the backstage passes have been picked up by everyone lying around outside. I finally got my backstage pass to Woodstock, and it's 6 years later.
But the main problem with it was inaccessible. There was no way that we were going to be able to join that spirit that these guys had. You know, these Woodstockers and stuff. They were an exclusive club that you couldn't ever get into. So I think a music movement started that was just outside the sort of club door. It's like, if you're going to have a membership problem, all the good stuff's going to be out on the street.
Stand or Fall from The Fix 1982 debut album Shuttered Room was the first appearance in a pop song of the geopolitical term Euro Theater. Here's lead singer and lyricist Cy Kernan.
On the news going on in England, where they were just bringing in the Trident missiles and treating Germany like a sort of a theater for a small, controllable nuclear war. This is how they were talking. It was hypothetical. They were saying if you could have a small nuclear war in Europe, and these were the arguments why they were selling us Trident missiles, that it could take place, that it would be an example for how the rest of the world would, you know, statisticians would like base their arguments on. So the term Euro Theatre came up, and we felt like Euro puppets. A sense of impotence was there because you couldn't really control it, and it was almost like some antichrist growing up and overtaking your imagination. All of a sudden, young kids weren't thinking about what they would be doing when they're 60s. They'd be thinking about what they were going to do with the last 6 months of their life. You know, it became a sense of despair because your horizon when you're young is normally broad. Right. And political conversations like Euro Theatre and this and limited warfare is really disturbing and crushing to, you know, young people's minds. So it was written in that sort of environment.
Speaking of theatre, Cy Kernan and Adam Woods dabbled in drama stagecraft, which would serve them well after college during the MTV video era. First, singer Cy Kernan.
I think the main sort of thing we got from the drama work we did together was that it's more fun to be able to ad-lib your own script and to free-form music rather than having to work within the tight confines of the Oh Darling This set. And that's what hit me. It was a bit too precious, the actual stage drama set. And you know, we found that working in a band had a lot more self-expression attached to it. And if you want to pursue the true acting release, it's almost like being a classic violinist. You've got to rehearse so much that it becomes academic.
That's probably the reason that drama wasn't the attractive way to approach expressing yourself, because you're nearly always expressing somebody else's ideas. But then on the other hand, I do think it helped us in staging our own ideas. It does teach you skills that possibly are difficult to define now, but stagecraft is something that is learnt for some people. Not everybody's got the gift, and I suppose it sent us along the road a bit faster than we might not have otherwise made it.
The dark drab cover of the first Fix album, Shuttered Room, reflected the economic hard times in 1982 London and the bleak prospects of high unemployment. Lead singer Cy Kernan is followed by drummer Adam Woods of The Fix.
It was almost a way of life that was all absorbing, you know, plenty of darkness. And you know, when you're that age, you think it's trendy to be staying up late at night.
And there was no real way of judging the material. You know, it's, we couldn't afford to gig all that much, because all the only gigs that were available were pubs, and it was hard, you know, getting the gear up, getting somebody to lend you a van, getting to the pub for £20. It wasn't very easy to do. Shuttered Room was an apt title, because there was no way of judging whether anyone would really like it.
Oh,
it wasn't really a hit single, which just seems to hit the tone when it gets played on radio. For some reason, it seems to hang around. I know we love playing with it. We still close our set with it. It's one of those songs that's...
It's got a sort of mantric quality, so it does. Once it's underway, it just goes its own way, you know, it's very nice.
Yeah. It took a long time for the melody line to come out. It was like one of those melodies over eight bars, so you've got to have like an unbroken groove going on, and it started to lock. It was one of those things you couldn't stop playing it. 11 hours later, we were going, whoa, like this, do we? Yeah. Yeah.
That's a great way of coming up with material, is when it's... It just comes out of a group of people. It's fabulous.
You know, in a jam, no one knows where they're going next, so they hang around on the bits for as long as possible. And at the time, our songwriting wasn't adept enough to go, right, change. Change to what, everyone says.
Yes. Yeah. People just started changing their shirt. Sure. You know?
Yeah.
Adam Woods and Cy Kernan recalling composing the Fix song, Red Skies at Night, on their 1982 debut, Shuttered Room, the song which provided a musical signpost for the path forward. But when they came to play in America, there were troubling signs that it might be one and done for the London lads. Find out from Cy and Adam next. Follow In the Studio on Facebook, at Redbeard Rocks on Twitter, and many more exclusive interviews at inthestudio.net. I'm Redbeard, and you're in the studio with The Fix for the anniversary of Reach the Beach.
Welcome back to In the Studio. I'm Cy Kernan of The Fix with Redbeard.
Adam Woods of The Fix here with Mr. Redbeard.
Thanks, guys. The distinctive sound of The Fix was equal parts Cy Kernan's voice, Rupert Greenall's electronic atmospheric keyboard counter melodies, and the broad chords and trebly tones of guitarist Jamie West Oram. Here's The Fix co-founder and drummer Adam Woods.
When we met Jamie West Oram in 1980, was when we decided that it was The Fix. And up until that point, we had been sort of searching for an identity for the songs we had, a sound to support the ideas we had. And Jamie was the key that finally welded it together for us and gave us the momentum and the confidence. This came with the realization that we had a sound. It was at that stage that we decided to find the name that went with the sound. And we had a session of everybody coming up with, I think it was 10 names each, over a weekend, and on the Monday morning we put them all in a hat and pull them out, and everybody voted on each other's names. And it sounds very cold, but that's how The Fix came about. And when the name came up, people were saying, this is going to be great, because it's Fix, we defined as a navigational side of the word, not as some people think, you know, the drug side of it and everything. It was to do with making a fix, making a point, and finding your way through the world.
Running out of sight. Groove for One Thing Leads to Another started off as a jam in rehearsal room situation, and the lyric came about from just the idea of lying. If you're going to lie, you've got to have a bloody good memory, basically is what it was about. And it just seemed that politicians say things at elections and then they all think that we forget, and the consequence of misinformation can have strange results further on down the line. So I think that's what that song was about, basically.
That was Fix lead singer and lyricist Cy Kernan commenting on the infectious rocker One Thing Leads to Another off the second album, 1983's Reach the Beach. The band had set up rehearsal space in an abandoned London building on the cheap, but to get electricity to power their instruments required some life-threatening midnight engineering by the boys.
Adam had to tap directly into the street mains, so we chiseled a hole
in the wall.
And there was a 3,000-volt main, and he put on rubber gloves, and we tied a big piece of rope round him as he cut into the main system. We stuck our little wires on there.
We nailed the wire. If you put the wire in and put a nail through it, you get a good contact.
What are they called? LEB.
The LEB, the London Electricity Board. Yeah. They discovered it, and we went down one day, and they'd ripped it out.
They let us go for the gall of it. They said, well, you're still alive.
Try
The second Fix album, Reach the Beach, contained the mesmerizing Sign of Fire, with Jamie West Oram's sparkling guitar riffs etched as boldly as the colorful modern art painting that adorned the cover. First, Cy Curnin, followed by Adam Woods of The Fix.
Reach the Beach is sort of like a, I don't know, a lament. You just get into a, it's like when you get to the beach, there's this, the end of one plane, the land, and then the beginning of another plane, the sea. And it's always a good image that people find themselves at the shore. It's like your thoughts get carried away. Things become quite fluid, for want of a better word. There's almost like a yearning, you know, your mind kicks in onto different planes potentially. And it just seemed to fit the mood of all the songs.
Reach the Beach came to us when we got back from America after doing a short tour to support Shuttered Room. I think the record company were a bit unprepared for what happened with Shuttered Room. They'd only sort of pressed 3,000 copies and stuff. So we found ourselves playing to people who couldn't buy the record. It made us determined to reach out to a goal that before we hadn't even thought about. You know, we never thought we'd ever go to America and achieve anything. So the phrase came floating into the rehearsals, sort of reach the beach, reaching out, trying to get to another goal, and what we'd been called The Fix as well, which was a sense of direction. It had that angst. The whole album was full of the not quite making it feel, which, you know, we then made into the album cover, and we use sort of sea sounds and sea references throughout the album.
Maybe someday, saved by zero, I'll be more together, stretched by fewer thoughts that leave me chasing.
Saved by Zero, to me, means that the less you have, the more chance you've got to move around in a way. You know, if you've got nothing to lose, you don't have to worry about keeping your possessions. Obviously, you know, there's a balance within that, but the less you carry around, the lighter you are, the more adventurous you can be. And it's just the idea, you know, just a quick thought of if you just strip yourself back down, all your beliefs, your prejudice goes with it, and you can start to restructure yourself in a way. We loaded ourselves up as consumers so much that we're trapped. Under pressure, you may make the wrong decision as what is your greatest priority. I mean, when the house is on fire, what do you take first? Some people, you know, it's either they forget the children and take the jewelry.
Co-writer of Saved by Zero, Cy Kernan, talking about the top 20 hit, which, along with One Thing Leads to Another exploding top 5, propelled the Reach the Beach album to over 1 million in U.S. sales. Up next, the fix goes to the movies, while their list of hits in the States grows deeper and deeper. Follow In the Studio on Facebook, at Redbeard Rocks on Twitter, and hundreds of rock interviews at inthestudio.net. I'm Redbeard with Cy Kernan and Adam Woods of The Fix in the studio on the 10th anniversary of the million-seller Reach the Beach.
Welcome back to In the Studio. I'm Cy Kernan of The Fix with Redbeard.
Adam Woods of The Fix here with Mr. Redbeard.
Complementing the strong songwriting on the second Fix album, Reach the Beach, was the expert production of veteran Rupert Hine, as well as the propulsive bass guitar lines of a new member. Here's lead singer Cy Kernan of The Fix.
The change of sound on Reach the Beach happened a little by accident. We just sort of, at the end of the first album, we thought that we could maybe improve on our bass end a little bit. So we auditioned for bass players and Alfie Aegis joined, who definitely did have a different vibe. So the songwriting took a turn to the groove that he was playing somewhat. It wasn't really planned, it just happened that way. On the tracks where there aren't any bass, there is sort of just some keyboard bass going on that we didn't actually list as bass, but it plays a bass role. And I think Rupert just sort of stitched something together to make it feel in current with the rest of the album. And then from there, we just like to feel that we weren't trapped by the sound and that you're in control of it somewhat. If you are frightened to change, it's almost like you're feeling a bit insecure, so we'd like to try and change as much as possible. We just don't know how you're going to change, that's all.
'84's third Fix album, Phantoms, produced another U.S. top 15 hit, Are We Ourselves? While the Reagan era, Margaret Thatcher, Mikhail Gorbachev, Cold War showed no sign of thawing. Here's Cy Kernan, followed by Adam Woods of The Fix.
We're pretty good at that, is interpreting things that are close to home and looking them in a third-party picture, because I suppose maybe you find it uncomfortable to talk about yourself that closely. So I'm always very quick to try and find some juxtaposition for my own work, what caused me to do this, you know, and stuff like that. But
theatre has that influence on you. If you ever see a play, it's always superficially about something. You know, it's a superficial scenario, but it's not really about that scenario. It's about the underlying cause of why somebody wrote it is more important than what's written.
Take the call.
widescreen production and ear candy electronic sounds of The Fix appeared on the soundtrack of the film Streets of Fire as Deeper and Deeper and garnered considerable U.S. rock radio airplay. Again, Adam Woods.
We're a group of non-musicians originally, and that we tended to communicate ideas in visual terms. So we'd say, can we make this sound like a forest or have the atmosphere of a desert or, you know, city streets. And so we describe sounds to each other in terms of visual effects. And I think that's when you start doing that, it naturally has a spin-off effect that when you listen to it, you get some of that back.
Lead singer Cy Kernan of The Fix.
We were very lucky to have a video out at the same time that MTV was just being born, really. I think when they were first born, they didn't realize how few videos were around, so they were eager to play anything. A lot of the DJs, I suppose, from radio were interested to see what MTV would be doing to their career, so they were all watching at that time as well. And the video stood out. It didn't have the hard sell approach, because in those days, record companies weren't looking for commercials. They were looking... Well, they didn't even see video as a medium at that point. I remember begging for the money to make the video, so things changed quite quickly. And I think there is a strange thing that you get, maybe you do get recognised off video a bit early in your career. I think you just have to handle that the best you can and remember that it's only like another part of the medium kicking in, and it doesn't actually complement the music in any way.
Just a form of motion, one and all. Without dispute, release the well. With no
Built for the Future comes from the 1986 Fix album Walkabout and would be a fitting epitaph for the band, except for the fact that the Fix, with all original members, continue to write, record, and tour 30 years after Shuttered Room and Reach the Beach. Here's Cy Kernan.
We weren't trying to set trends then. We just did what we did naturally. We didn't try and pigeonhole ourselves. Or if we listen to music as a band, we're always into different things. There's not one band you could say that the whole band is into collectively. So I don't think we have like a penchant for anyone. So maybe the fact that we're so odd in our musical appreciation means that our music has got a little uniqueness to it as well. And I think just we were lucky with the subject matter of the songs. You know, the sun still goes down every night, so red skies is still apparent. Stand or fall, you know, every day is you have to make some decisions or others, so those songs fit in well. And with One Thing and Saved by Zero, it's how they hit you. They seem to be abstract enough to fit in with today's colours.
This is up, then I'm up.